It was the biggest cruise ship ever to dock in Donegal, and it sailed in to the county on Saturday morning. At 10:30 a.m., the MS Artania, with 1,200 passengers and 800 crew on board, arrived in Killybegs Harbour. Dozens of people were at the port to take pictures of the cruise ship and welcome the tourists to the northwest.
I came up from Letterkenny this morning to see it. I heard about it all week, so the wee girl here is mad about boats.
Down near Milton, just to see the ship. Some good photographs of it, if possible.
It's great. Brilliant. Never saw anything like it before. God, it's brilliant. Just here to see it, yeah.
I got up at 6:30 this morning to be here at 8 o'clock to see it coming in, and fabulous to see it. Like, you know, it's massive, like, you know. And like, it'll bring a lot of people passing through Killybegs coming to see it today, like, spending money.
I'm Trevor Curry in South Sligo. Just came up there today to have a look, to see this ship. It's a fine sight, all right. Brought a few couple of the kids with me that are just over there, you know, to have a look at it. It's as big a ship as it would have seen round here now before, you know.
Oh, isn't it a fabulous turnout? And hasn't Killybegs a marvellous port that can take that ship? A little village called Garrison, County Fermanagh. It's great to see it. It's great to see it coming into Killybegs and that. Creates a bit of activity in that about town today. Great buzz, great life, yes. Great welcome for the people coming. Sure.
Some of the sightseers were left disappointed as they couldn't get any closer than 500 yards away from the MS Artania. Security guards at the port said they had to do this for security reasons. Nevertheless, the 1,200 tourists were given a warm welcome when they came off the cruise liner, and a few of them said they were very impressed.
I'm Maria Ott and I came from Leverkusen by Cologne. The town is very nice.
I'm Mike Tulereit from Germany. We have seen a lot of welcome banners, so it's very good. First time in Ireland. Very nice island.
I'm Monika Stüber and I'm from Germany, from Coesfeld. It's nearby Münster. At Donegal, it was very... friendly.
Just after midday on Saturday, some of the tourists were then taken on coaches to see the sights of the northwest. Some visited Slieve League, Glencolum Kill, Donegal Town, Glenveagh National Park, Sligo and Beleek in County Fermanagh. But the majority of the tourists from the cruise ship stayed in Killybegs for the day, bringing a huge boost to local businesses.
Henry Coleman, director of Baby Hotel Killybegs. Good thing about today is that they're all most 60% of them have decided to stay in Killybegs. For business in general, from sweet shops straight across, everybody benefits from it in some form or the other. You know, if they're only all spending a little bit and multiply by what's here for the day, and it not only is the people on the boat, but the people who come to town to see the boat today. Like the spin off on carry lunches, you know, snacks, teas, coffees, it's all a bonus, something that you don't plan for and it just arrives and it's great to have it.
Sean McGinley of McGinley's in Killybegs. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing. It's you can see there's more people about and can only be a good thing for more traffic, more footfall, you know. It definitely helps business. Yeah, you can see a bit of difference. There's more people around.
Mississippi's Coffee House. My name is Anne Conahan and Mary Breslin is my partner here in the business. The cruise ships have been a very welcome asset for the town. Certainly we've benefited from them. We've had a very, very busy summer, but whenever the cruise ships have been in, there's that extra buzz and that extra business that comes in from them. On those days that the cruise ships have been in, we would probably bring in extra staff and you'd have extra people around the town, very much so.
The MS Artania was the 10th cruise ship to visit Killybegs this year, and more are penciled in to arrive next year. And Killybegs plans to build on this potential.
Maureen O'Riordan, volunteer in the Killybegs Information Centre. It has a lot of potential, like, because this is our 10th. We are having 10 cruise ships this year, and we've built on that from last year. Next year we have bookings for next year and we're going to build on that.
With more and more cruise ships visiting Donegal and with more tourists coming here because of the Wild Atlantic Way, Donegal tourism is certainly on the up.